There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome back to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio. And now, here's Gene Steinberg.
With Gene and Chris, you've got Shop Talk 2015, 13 months after Shop Talk 2014. We've been talking about what we see and whether what we see is what we get. When we see UFOs and they appear to be metallic craft engaged in pinpoint maneuvers, incredible speeds, all that sort of stuff, is that what's really in front of us or not? When people claim to be abducted by aliens, is that what they've contacted? Or are they interpreting it in a way that matches our culture? In the Middle Ages, would it have been leprechauns or witches? And 1,000 years from now, if these things are still happening, how would we interpret them? Not just now, based on our spaceship culture, but 500 or 1,000 years from now, will these things, if they still happen, happen in the same way? What about the UFO researcher of 3115 or something, 1,100 years from now?
Well, you know, I think that's a really good question. I think the details of these experiences are colored by the times. They're colored by the preconceptions of the individual, how they've been educated to accept the reality or non-reality of a given experience. And I think all this is hinged by the times. And I think these types of experiences, Jacques Vallée, I think very insightfully pointed out in 1969 in his book, Passport to Magonia, that these types of experiences have always occurred, but they are colored by the perceptions of the experiencers, which are colored by the times that they are living. And, you know, what were once considered, you know, fairies and gnomes and elves and trolls, now have more of a high-tech sort of veneer to them. And I think in 1,000 years that might even be more – well, it will be more exalted, more progressed, more high-tech, and possibly encompass areas of the human experience that we have yet to even experience and understand. We're constantly evolving. As a species, we're constantly learning new information. This is filtering into the culture, and the culture is you know, being pulled forward in fits and starts, you know, every year and every decade and every generation. So I think this is something that will be constantly evolving. There would never be any sort of end point. It's not part of how this whole reality is fashioned. That's what's wonderful about our reality. It keeps progressing. Old farts like you and me, Gene, you know, we're being left behind by 5-year-olds, by 10-year-olds who have a much handier grasp of technology than we could ever possibly hope to imagine. Some of these kids today, falling in love with their thumbs, eyes forever glancing downward, they're going to be running circles around our children. These grandkids, you know, these youngsters are going to be dazzling in their technological prowess, unless somebody decides to pop off a few well-placed EMP explosions in the atmosphere and render all this wonderful technology inert, fry every electronic circuit, and send us all back to the Stone Age. That'll be interesting. If something like that happens, and all these kids who are so reliant on high technology, if all of a sudden the rug was pulled out from the Western world, let's say, And we didn't have access to the internet. We didn't have access to cell phones. I think people, the younger generations, would have a very difficult time dealing with the complete lack of, you know, access to these wonderful technological toys that everyone seems so enamored with. I mean, I remember when cell phones came out, I couldn't have a cell phone, even if I wanted one, because there was no cell coverage in southern and south central Colorado until about 2002. And then, you know, slowly people started getting cell phones, and I said, I'll never get one of those things. Man, I don't want people to be able to find me. I want to be able to, you know, hide and not be, you know, beholden to a telephone. To me, it was horrifying. And, of course, by 2004, I had a cell phone, and then people started texting. And I remember the first time I saw texting was it was two kids at a dinner table texting each other across the table. I was shocked. I couldn't believe I couldn't believe what I was seeing. I said, "Oh, I'll never do that. I'll never text." And, of course, now I'm a full-time texter. Well, I wouldn't say that, but I do text if I have to. It's a great way to communicate, actually. You can have the first and last word and not worry about it. You know, the whole smartphone thing, you know, I have a smartphone, but, you know, I'm a dummy when it comes to smartphones. I just don't have time to or the inclination or the patience to be constantly falling in love with my thumbs. I think we're going to evolve here in a couple generations where we'll have these long, slender thumbs with two thumb pads, very long, slender thumbs that are double jointed. That when I've seen people, I'm flabbergasted at how quick they can type out entire, you know, chapters of books if they wanted to with their thumbs. To me, it's frightening. Actually, I don't know about you, dude, but man, I don't know. I guess I'm just getting old. You really start to feel your age when you start having to comment on what the younger generation does or does not do. You know, I remember thinking to myself when my dad said when Sergeant Pepper's came out, he said, "That's not music. I mean, Chopin is music. You know, Beethoven is music." And I looked at him and I thought, "Man, dude, you are really—I can't believe you just said that." And of course, you know, what do I think about gangster rap? You know, gangsta rap. You know, to me, that's not music. So I'm turned into my old man. You know, it really sucks being crusty old farts, Gene. I mean, and I'm younger than you, and I think you're an old fart. And it just horrifies me what people think about our generation and listening to shows like this, thinking, oh, these old guys are constantly complaining, they're bitching, they're kvetching about this and that, how everything is just going to hell in a handbasket. And I'd like to see somebody else take this whole shooting match forward and really make sense of all this. I'm doing the best I can in my way, trying to apply the powers of diagnostic science to some of these questions, and I'm just, you know, just feel sometimes like I'm just banging my head against a brick wall. There's so many people out there who just want to believe. They don't care about data. They don't care about facts. They just care about what sounds good to them, or happens to ring their bell or tweak their chain or whatever you want to call it. And to me, that's, you know, you might as well just go back to sleep and continue with your dream life, because that's not how we define reality. That's not how we move forward with our understanding. That's not how real research and investigation is done. So I'm off my soapbox, Gene.
We've got more to come. A reminder, please go to plus.theparacast.com where you can sign up for the Paracast Plus. Get After the Paracast exclusively available to subscribers. plus.theparacast.com. Shop Talk 2015, more to come with Gene and Chris. You're in
the Paracast.
There's a man named Dr. Joel Wallach who is anything but your typical doctor, both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician. Doc asks, why does the United States spend more money on health care by far and still rank 50th in health and longevity worldwide? He believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, take charge of their health, and attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs that lead to side effects and more toxic prescription drugs. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the big government, big pharma, and big insurance manipulation of our healthcare system. I'm George Norrie, and I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare. Visit BrightsideBen.com and listen to Doc Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I urge you to join the Brightside Ben team. Go to BrightsideBen.com. That's BrightsideBen.com.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Have you ever noticed how many sick and miserable people there are? I'm serious. I'm talking about people of all ages who have conditions and diseases which affect their quality of life. Most of them seem to have one thing in common, polypharmacy. That is, dependence on multiple prescription drugs with side effects that actually make them sicker and sicker, not healthy. The good news is that people are waking up to the fact that if you supply your body with all of the nutrients it requires, you will feel better, be healthier, and have a better life. It's important to know that Beyond Tangy Tangerine is the most amazing, great-tasting, comprehensive nutritional supplement. Besides supplying all the vitamins our bodies need, it also supplies the necessary minerals that are required for the vitamins to kick in. Look, folks, I'm hooked on it, and I think if you try it, you'll become hooked. This stuff really works. That's why I'm urging you to make it part of your daily health regimen. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com to secure your canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine today. Sign up for AutoShip and save on shipping costs. That's Beyond Tangy Tangerine at InfoWarsTeam.com.
By now, you may have heard a bit about Bitcoins. But did you know Bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept Bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning Bitcoins or trying to make money in the Bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive Bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for Bitcoins. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit Escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.
We'd like to hear from you. If you have a comment or question about the Paracast, send it to news@theparacast.com. That's news@theparacast.com. And don't forget to visit our famous Paracast community forums at forum.theparacast.com.
Well, I don't know if we're just a bunch of old people complaining about the way things are, but if you don't complain about it, if you accept the situation, it doesn't get changed. The only way the situation gets changed is if you complain about it, if you look for solutions. And we are sure looking for solutions.
squeaky wheels tend to attract the grease.
They sure do. They sure do. Gets very squeaky just thinking about it. In fact, my fingers are getting squeaky right now as I think about it. No, we're still saying that a lot of strange things are happening and we don't understand what they are. And we continue to debate those things in the forums at forum.thepowercast.com. In fact, when we announced it, we started a discussion in our forums at forum.thepowercast.com. And I suppose Chris is going to check those questions in a few moments and ask them. And let's tell you what's going on. Meantime, getting to the front that you specialized in, cattle mutilations, anything new, different that we should know about?
Well, not really. 2% of all livestock die every year, so these animals are dying. And they're not being reported as mutilated. So I guess the debunkers' assertion that this is all just a bunch of mass hysteria and misidentified scavenger action, that explanation doesn't wash, because if it was true, well, we should have mutilation reports filtering in, you know, in a constant trickle. But we see downtimes, months, even years at a time, where we don't have a single report, and then all of a sudden, boom, reports start coming in because these cases are real, and these are not misidentified scavenger action cases that are a product of ranching community hysteria. And so when we have these periods where we don't have cases reported, that to me is one of the strongest indicators of the reality of this phenomenon, because if the cases aren't occurring, they aren't obviously going to be reported. It's like in 1971, in 1970, we had hundreds of pigs and hogs were being rustled, stolen. Helicopters are being sighted in Kansas, Missouri, Iowa. And then whomever was doing this decided, hey, this isn't working. We're creating all sorts of vigilante groups that are armed to the teeth, firing on choppers, patrolling their rangeland regions. So in 1972, they pulled back and they stopped stealing the livestock, and we didn't have a single mutilation report for the entire year of 1972. And then 73, as soon as January hit, boom, we got inundated with mutilation cases that, you know, peaked in 1975 and then continued on into the 80s. And you can't tell me that all of a sudden, scavengers stop scavenging animals, and the rustlers stop rustling animals, and mutilations completely ceased in the entire North American continent for an entire year. I mean, it's just, to me, that is such an indication that there is a reality to this whole phenomenon. My book goes into great detail. I've been slagged online for being too detailed, putting too many cases in. And if the people out there only knew, if I put every case that I had data on in that book, it would be thousands of pages. I just encapsulated waves of cases and you know, tried to illustrate important cases that that obviously refute any sort of mundane scavenger action explanation. That was my point in the book, is to show that these are very real cases. We don't know the width and breadth of what's going on in South America. I'm making it, it's front burner for me and David Perkins to find out exactly what is going on down South America, where some of the largest cattle herds on the planet are located, where they're cutting down square miles of rainforest every week to make room for more cattle. We do know that there is a tremendous scourge of these cases going on down there. We don't know to what extent these cases are even being reported regionally down there or nationally in the case of Brazil and Argentina and other cattle raising regions. So we need to marshal our efforts to find out the width and breadth and extent of reports down in South America and in Australia. I think that there are cases occurring down there that aren't being reported outside local regions. So this is a worldwide phenomenon. We're not seeing the levels of cases here in the United States that we once saw back in the 70s and 80s and 90s. This is definitely, it's curtailed, I think, to a large extent. Cases do occur again. Last August, 2014, we had 7 cases in Huerfano County in 2 days. These were real cases. These were not some sort of media-induced hysteria. So, you know, in answer to your question, hey, the thing is still burbling along, but it's not happening in North America to the extent that it used to. And that's a good thing. That means that I don't have to, you know, run around and put 300,000 miles on my truck. One of the reasons why I moved to Arizona is because there are very few cases reported down here. I figured if I moved to, to the location where there weren't very many cases, I wouldn't have to deal with dead necrotic or rotting flesh, which is probably my least favorite thing in the world to do.
And you have less wear and tear on your motor vehicle.
Yeah, I do. You know, I do enough driving. I have a job as a tour guide. I drive, when I go to work, it's a 300-mile day for me. I'm starting to get arthritis in my left hand from gripping the steering wheel, you know.
But it's not your vehicle.
Well, I have to drive to work, which is, you know, driving to work and back is 70 miles. So then I have to drive another 200-plus miles to get up to the canyon and back. So.
Well, I didn't do near as much. I just drove to my sister-in-law's house today about 35 miles in each direction. That's 70. Took her car to the shop to be fixed because her driving skills aren't that great. So back and forth, all those trips, maybe 140 miles.
Yeah, I do that every day I go to work, Gene.
That's right. Well, back in New York, I used to travel that distance, but I did it by public transportation. How different things are here in the wilderness. Hey, there's a story that came out about the search for alien life. And it goes again into the speculation about the possibility that there is gradual disclosure. And this article actually was posted as we were doing the show to show you how current we are. I'm going to tell you about it in a few moments, all right? We're doing Shop Talk 2015. We invite you to go to plus.theparacast.com to check out After the Paracast, which is available exclusively for Paracast Plus subscribers, plus.theparacast.com. More to come with Gene and Chris. You're in
The Paracast.
Independently leading the way for the nation. Compelling talk for every political persuasion. We are GCN.
Graphic Converter is the image manipulation tool for the rest of us. It does not use any database. You get full control of all your files. Want to view the images of a folder? Drag it into Graphic Converter and a powerful browser opens up to show your image files. You could use it for slideshows. You could use it to import images from digital cameras or from scanners. Need to do some image editing? You can do that too in Graphic Converter. Also, print catalogs. Convert from so many formats I can't even list them. Download now to see if Graphic Converter is good for you, like 1.5 million other users. Guess what? You could save money when you buy Graphic Converter. Use the coupon code NIGHTOWL. Use the coupon code NIGHTOWL to get a special price for Graphic Converter. Go to LemkeSoft.com. That's LemkeSoft.com. LemkeSoft.com. LemkeSoft.com.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at LegalShield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, LegalShield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
Hi, my name is DeRay. Suffering from migraines, having Botox injections in my head and neck to alleviate pain, costing $1,500 out of my pocket. I discovered Dr. Ortman and Gentle Touch Chiropractic Adjustment called NUCA. I'm migraine-free since my first adjustment. Thanks for giving me my life back, Dr. Ortman. I wish they prescribed you instead of Botox.
Thanks, DeRay. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the solution. We design a nutritional supplement program the body can handle, actually absorb, providing nutrients, targeting the problem area. Between NUCA and nutrition, we will have you on the road to a faster and more permanent recovery. Look us up on the web at drwortman.com or call 952-303-9124. Let us help you feel better faster. Wellspring Spinal Care at 952-303-9124. Again, that's 952-303-9124. Or on the web at drortman.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Hi, this is Bryce Abel. I'm the producer of Dark Skies, the co-author of AD After Disclosure, and you are listening to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio.
Shop Talk 2015 with Gene and Chris in the Paracast. And there's an article in the Washington Post, Speaking of Science, section, why NASA's top scientist is sure that we'll find signs of alien life in the next decade. They're quoting the LA Times. And the fellow they're talking to is Ellen Stofan, who is the chief scientist for NASA, who says, I believe we are going to have strong indications of life beyond Earth in the next decade and definitive evidence in the next 10 to 20 years. The next paragraph says the search has taken a number of forms, but one of the most important facets has been the task of searching the universe for signs of liquid water, which contains some of the essential building blocks of life as we know it. They mentioned, of course, that Mars apparently once had an expanse of water, not there anymore. Europa, one of the moons of Jupiter, has ice. Does it exist in liquid form, maybe below the surface of the moon? Gradual disclosure? What's your take?
I don't know. You know, I'm getting so jaded, Gene. I hate to admit it, but
I'm trying to be optimistic.
Anytime a mainstream publication comes out with a quote from a NASA scientist like that, I just, you know, I mean, yeah, in a perfect world, all these wonderful quotes would all be real and come true. But I'm really of the mind to think that we're constantly going to be chasing after evidence of alien life until that alien life decides to make its presence known. I think they're in the driver's seat. We're not. I don't think that you know, the SETI project, the search for extraterrestrial intelligence. I mean, looking for signs of life in the spectrum of radio waves to me is the most ludicrous, time-wasting, money-gobbling boondoggle ever conceived by the scientific community, and for shame that they should be so short-sighted and so Neanderthal in their attempts. It's just, to me, I think we should just really work on getting our own house in order. There are so many problems on this planet that are not being addressed. Just the amount of grain that we use to fatten up cattle in this country could feed 2 billion starving people on this planet. Just the grain in this country. You know, it's forest for the trees. We really need to start addressing adequately serious issues that we're experiencing on this planet. Anytime you start talking about anything that has to do with anything that is not solving our current crises and issues on this planet, to me, it's like sleight of hand magic. It's keeping us occupied with what I consider to be inconsequential issues while we ignore or allow the public to be inured and ignore pressing problems on this planet. There are so many things that we need to address that are being totally just left by the wayside by the public. And we're allowing our politicians, we're allowing the people who have accumulated grotesque, obscene amounts of wealth to get away with murder. And we're useless eaters. We need to consume, shut the hell up, and die. That's our mandate. And anything that goes against that is a real problem and will be dealt with by the powers that be. And we need to really, I think, seriously reassess what our priorities are and get busy and get working. Stop watching our freaking TVs. Stop watching our thumbs. Stop taking selfies. When I go up to the canyon, the amount of people I see with these selfie sticks it's repugnant that there's so many narcissistic a-holes on this planet that think that they're important enough to don't get me started. I see this whole culture spinning down a drain. And as we progress further along, the faster and tighter that spin is, and the more catastrophic that whooshing sound of the flush is going to be. And we need to really get our proverbial act together as a culture, as individuals. We need to prioritize what's important. And here I am talking about all this on a show that covers the paranormal.
Well, I should tell you, since we talk about our diets, today I had for lunch a veggie burger. Now, it was a Burger King veggie burger, so maybe too much junk in there, but still.
Yeah, good old genetically modified organisms are running rampant in your life, Gene. Everybody's life. I mean, the amount of GMOs that we consume every day that are hidden is frightening. It's the powers of Monsanto and these huge corporations that are sneaking by. You know, you wonder why, you know, your vegetables don't rot in the fridge now, you know. How can that broccoli stay fresh for so many weeks? It used to become a science experiment fairly quickly. Now it's interesting how they're, you know, how things are not quite the way they seem.
But you have to think about it this way, Chris. Why assume that this genetic modification of our crops is bad?
Well, it's a giant unregulated health experiment as far as I'm concerned. We don't know enough about. We're tinkering with processes that have taken millions of years to evolve, and we're throwing nature's nature's manner and method out the window when we start tinkering with these things. I'm not saying that they're all bad. I'm sure there's plenty of good that can be had, but we don't know the effect that these tinkerings will have on human health and on the state of the ecosystems, the environment. You know, these seeds, don't replenish themselves. I mean, these are hybrid seeds, so the plant grows and then does not restock itself and produce seed to continue on like nature intended. And that can't be a good thing, Gene. It cannot be a good thing. We don't know how these genetically modified organisms, what their long-term impacts on human health and the environment are, period. We're breeding, we're tinkering with seeds, and we're creating seeds that actually exude pesticides, for instance. And we're eating these seeds that are created to keep pests off of them, to keep insects away from them. So they're actually producing toxins. Now, you can't tell me that that's good for you. You know, seeds and plants that are growing that actually are designed to produce pesticides so that it increases crop yields and keeps the amount of pesticide damage down. Go ahead, tell me that's good for you.
But I will tell you this. With Gene and Chris, you're in
the Paracast.
Independently leading the way for the nation. Compelling talk for every political persuasion. We are GCN.
Attention taxpayers, if you've received a notice from the IRS or state, do not ignore it. It's also a big mistake to try and handle your tax problem on your own. If you owe back taxes, it's a fact that the government has the power to take everything you own, including your home, business, wages, savings, and your freedom. But here's the good news. There's a special toll-free tax hotline set up especially for you. This tax hotline will tell you about new programs that are geared to help you dramatically settle, reduce, or eliminate what you owe. But you have to call now. Take down this number or put it in your cell phone. But call 877-345-7645. That's 877-345-7645. When you call, you get free information on how you can reduce or eliminate back taxes, including penalties and interest. You can also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you've been entered into a payment plan but can't make the payments. Don't make the big mistake in thinking you can ignore or handle your tax problem on your own. You can stop the collection process immediately at 1-877-345-7645. That's 1-877-345-7645. 1-877-345-7645.
If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
It's time to build your own emergency food stockpile with the industry leader, My Patriot Supply. Once you try them, you'll know why so many Americans like you have made them part of their emergency preparedness plan. Experience the My Patriot Supply difference today with this unbelievable offer. Right now, a 4-week food supply is only $99, and that includes free shipping. That's 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-3070 to claim yours. Limit 2 per caller while supplies last. This offer isn't available online, so you want to make sure and grab this opportunity to get prepared today. 800-274-3070 to get your 4-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99, and it'll be shipped to you completely free. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Don't wait. Call today.
By now, you may have heard a bit about Bitcoins. But did you know Bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept Bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning Bitcoins or trying to make money in the Bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive Bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for Bitcoins. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.
This is Micah Hanks of the Gray Alien Report, and you're listening to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio.
Well, he's telling me that all the food I'm eating is so tainted that I'm probably going to die young, which is too late because I'm old. Maybe I'm not even here now. Think about it that
way. I'm not telling you that everything that you eat is bad. I'm just saying that we don't know the overall health and environmental effects of these science experiments.
You have to believe that the Food and Drug Administration cares, but budget cutbacks mean you don't have the proper inspections anymore. So there is that value.
Wait a minute. Half the FDA and the... And the Department of Agriculture made up of Monsanto vice presidents. It's a round table. They go into the private sector. They figure out what it is that they need to regulate. They go and become regulators and then make sure that labeling laws are compromised and that, certain corporate agendas are enacted through the regulatory process. Regulations are relaxed. Inspections are curtailed. Numbers of inspectors are drastically reduced. It's the power of big money exerting undue influence over the process. Correct me if I'm wrong.
I'm not saying a thing. We'd know about the revolving door. Even when they claim there is no revolving door, we still have it. And even going back to a discussion we had earlier in the show about whether there is a secret about UFOs being kept by the government. And I mentioned private industry, and I said, well, you know, a lot of these companies, maybe these are the politicians they pay off. So if they know what's going on, they won't let us know. If there is advanced alien technology, do you think the Koch brothers are going to allow that to be revealed?
To me? Hell no. The Koch brothers. Man, I'll tell you, if there were two nefarious guys that need to be gang raped in some prison, I couldn't think of better candidates.
Ooh, wait a minute. I mean, they own everything. Just next time you go in your car, watch out. Next time you use Georgia Pacific paper, watch out.
Uh-oh.
Next time you use Bounty paper towels, watch out, because it's their company.
Yeah, I'd like to.
You didn't know that, did you?
Yeah, I'd like to get them in a dark room and read them the Riot Act. Those guys are the problem. They're not part of any solutions. I don't care if I wipe my ass with their products or not. They're not part of the solution.
We have another solution coming up right now. A special guest. Our surprise guest, actually we mentioned him earlier, but he got home late from his real job, because this is not his real job. It's Robert, known to our forum members as Burnt State. Welcome back to the PowerCast, sir.
Greetings, guys. Thanks for having me.
Now, before you got on, we've spent like half the show, a little bit more than half the show, complaining about the
ranting and raving.
Oh, we were just going on about the sad state of UFO research. We quoted this statement from Stanton Friedman, why he won't get involved in Roswell slides. The UFO field is going to hell in a breadbasket. Is that a good introduction for you?
Yeah, that's a pretty good one. I think that's a general commentary, and you look at some of the threads people have been mentioning, a lot of the same piece, and I think that's a general problem is that there is real no way of understanding the ufology environment. There's no college. You know, there's an invisible college, but that's for a very select number of people. And with regards to anyone who's either a commentator or even a long-term researcher investigator, there's no structured environment in the wake of all of the large UFO organizations kind of collapsing or turning to commercial enterprises. There's nothing really for anybody else to grab onto or a path or a direction to say, okay, that's where I can get the good information from. And it's so much of it is commercialized. I think it's a sad state of affairs and very difficult for new people and even old people to find their way through it all.
Don't hold back.
Well, I think the one piece that did come out in one of the threads, I know one member bumped a thread about the skeptics and calling all skeptics, and that was a good debate that kind of brought up the notion of the ETH piece, and there's a lot of people who still hold firm to ETH, and I know I've heard you and Chris both take that one apart on the show a number of times, and for good reason as well, too. But I think that's another interesting piece is how evolved has the field become. And while I think there is substantial evolution that's out there, because nobody, again, has no real direction of what to glom onto, who's, you know, a guiding light in the field, I don't really see those things out there. Instead, we see a lot of problematic pieces, whether it's Greer's crowdsourcing and raising money for his own personal gain or venture. But there's real no area or forum, I mean, outside of, say, something like the Paracast forums or I guess other above top secret other places, for people to really get a handle on or discuss progress and evolution in the field. And evolution seems to be restricted now to a very select group of people. Somebody had posted up about having Jacques Vallée on there, and in there they posted, I guess, the most recent meeting of GAIPAN in France, and that was some months ago. And you look at who's on the bill and who's on the list. This is very interesting material. It's a lot of scientists. It's a closed group of people, and nobody gets to play in there. And that doesn't filter down to the general public. So all we've got to go on then is whatever we can source and find online, latest books that come through, but you don't see that concept of collaboration, collegiality, or even that concept of a college, you know, a place where people can get real information and kind of follow current trends and what's evolving in the field.
Now, for those wondering about some of his buzzwords there, the slang threads are topics in our forum at forum.theparacast.com. And one great way to find out what kind of discussions are happening in paranormal research is check our forums, see what makes people angry or happy. And it's interesting here as I look it over, and I expected some pretty wild flame wars when James Carrion came back and he was arguing in favor of the possibility that we had disinformation agents playing around with ghost rockets and possibly Roswell. And we have people who disagree with that, but they were very, very civil.
It's a credit perhaps to the people that are online in terms of who's following these types of discussions that it is civil. I think people recognize that Carrion's focusing on a very specific agenda. Certainly a large part of the agenda is his agenda. And from what I see, it seems to me he is trying to, I don't know if there's some a grudge piece perhaps that might be underlying that, but it seems like he was trying to shake some of the foundations of ufology and picking apart some of the big early pieces that really define ufology's birth in America by taking apart, you know, the Kenneth Arnold, the ghost rockets, Roswell, Maury Island. You know, he's going after those big initial periods in that very specific time period. And by playing in that isolated zone, what he's doing is making a very core argument in one way, but he's not acknowledging everything that surrounds it, either before or after. And I thought the interesting piece that he brought up, it was even giving some credibility to the idea of abductions. I thought that really shocked me that he dropped that line in there, because that just doesn't seem to be in keeping with the hardcore analysis that he's bringing to wanting to rattle some chains, it seems.
That was an interesting contradiction, or not a contradiction. But it shows here that he apparently, at the heart of everything, has a serious interest in the subject, that he believes there's something to it, and uses abductions as an example. But he's saying, look, there are a lot of things in the UFO field. They're not what they're cracked up to be. Let's get them out of the picture. Let's stop talking about them and deal with the real phenomenon in this field.
Which I think is an admirable piece. I mean, we need that hardcore research. Unfortunately, when you look at the totality of it all, and so I appreciate what he's up to, and I appreciate he's trying to call people out and bring MUFON to task, I guess, in terms of, is this about science or is it not about science? Now, I didn't see him on the invite list at Gay Penn, and maybe he was there. He certainly wasn't a presenter, but I think he's in very niche territory. I think there's bigger pieces to fry, which is we have collected so much data, like over the years, incredible amounts of data, radar data, sightings data, abduction commentaries, the lists go on and on and on. Each organization's got tons of data and what to do with it all. It doesn't even say anything at the end of the day. And I guess that's the interesting direction that Vallée's been going in. And two things got brought up in the forum thread on Vallée is one, he's been working with Bigelow on a project called Capella, where he's doing data mining there. But the workshop that he was presenting at this event in Paris was on strategies, basically, for data mining, and what do we do with it all, and can we do anything with it?
That's where I really beg to differ with the good doctor. I don't think anything anecdotal is going to take us, move us forward. I think we need to do real-time hard data monitoring of hotspot areas and get real-time data and stop looking backwards in time, relying on anecdotes to try to explain the phenomenon.
Let's do our break here. We have Bernd State joining Gene and Chris for Shop Talk. More to come. You're in
the Paracast.
Great minds think alike. The network for the independent minded. The Genesis Communications Network. GCN.
Hi, this is Larry Smith. Sometimes bad things happen to good people, like when the jeweler ruined my ring and wouldn't do anything about it. But when my Legal Shield attorney called him and told him what my rights were, I received a check for over $2,100. Worry less and live more with LSProtection.com. That's LSProtection.com, or call 855-340-SAVE. Again, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.